You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Park Run is a free community event where you can walk, run or jog 5K in an inclusive environment. There are over 1,300 park runs every single weekend in the UK, so it's a great opportunity to get active and meet some new people. We're joined today by Simon Tobin, who is an NHS GP, guide runner and Parkrun Voluntary Ambassador for Health and Wellbeing. He's here to tell us more about parkruns and how blind and partially sighted people can get involved. Hi Simon, thanks so much for joining us. So can you give us a brief overview of Parkrun?
Okay, so Parkrun turns 20 this summer. And was started down in London by an amazing guy called Paul Sinton Hewitt, who was an injured runner and wanted to keep in contact with his friends who he ran with. So he set up the idea of just a time trial in Bushey Park. And from that very first park run 20 years ago, we now, as you say, have 1,300 5K park runs on a Saturday across the UK. We've got 2,000 park runs across 22 countries of the world now. We've got junior park runs on a Sunday morning as well. So from a tiny little acorn 20 years ago, there's been an astonishing growth in park run across the country and the world.
And what can people expect from a typical park run? What does it normally involve?
It's just brilliant fun. Whether you're walking, whether you're jogging, whether you're running, whether you're volunteering, and all of those are options, whether you're sighted or visually impaired, Parkrun is just good fun. It's about bringing people together in outdoor green spaces to do some free exercise and to connect people. And I come home from a parkrun every Saturday absolutely buzzing.
It's a really special opportunity for people to do free exercise alongside people with a range of experience. And is the social element a key part of a parkrun?
The social element is crucial. And what parkrun is particularly good at doing, and this is one of my interests as a GP, I'm very interested in loneliness and social isolation. Parkrun is brilliant at bringing in people who are on the periphery of our communities, connecting them with other people, and developing those relationships and helping to strengthen them. So I have countless stories of people who were quite isolated, who through parkrun, through running, jogging, walking or volunteering, who have connected with other people, made new friends, developed new relationships and are happier as a result. So it really has the ability to transform lives.
And you're a guide runner. How does it work for people who haven't run with a guide runner before?
The bottom line is it works how the visually impaired person wants it to work. And that should always be the driver. But really, for me, it's about finding out what the visually impaired person wants, how they want to run. Do they want to hold your arm? Do they want to use a tether? Do they want constant feedback? Do they just want somebody there with them and some quietness? It varies considerably. So as a guide runner, you need to be very, very flexible and receptive and responsive to what the visually impaired runner or walker wants from the, from the park run or the activity.
You're also a GP. So can you tell us about some of the health benefits of doing park run and short runs like this?
I think taking part in park run, whether it's actually running, walking or volunteering, can make a huge difference to your health and well-being. My 87-year-old father volunteers every week, and for him that involves a mile walk, down to the park run, standing on the corner cheering everybody on for 3/4 of an hour, and then a mile walk home. And that for him at 87 is wonderful exercise, and that's just from being a volunteer. But I've seen benefits from volunteering and participating in other ways in terms of mental health, improvements in anxiety, depression, people with low self-esteem and low confidence. It's hard to think of a physical condition that isn't improved by physical activity. So things like people with high blood pressure, heart disease, people with lung disease, asthma, COPD, diabetes. I've seen people in every one of those groups improve their health and their well-being as a result of getting down to parkrun. So there really isn't anything that isn't improved by taking part in a parkrun, either the physical activity or volunteering if you prefer.
And as you say, it's very flexible, so people can come to a park run every single week, or if people are visiting a new city, they can join and come along. What are some of the common concerns people have about coming to their first park run, and what would you say to encourage people to join along?
Well, I would just say come and give it a go, because I think you'll be absolutely gobsmacked. The concerns and the worries vary from person to person. I've guided a number of different visually impaired runners and walkers. The common concern is crowds, dogs, barking, noises, is uncertainty about the terrain. But usually very, very quickly, confidence builds. I remember my very first time guiding, I guided an astonishing woman called Kelly Barton, who I hope you'll get on your show. And she'd never run outdoors at that time, ever. She was born blind, went to St. Vincent's School in Liverpool, and had never run outdoors before she and I spoke. And we were chatting at my surgery. She's, you know, she's been a patient of mine for many, many years. And having just done my guide running course, I said to her, Kelly, you know, why didn't you give running outside a try? And she said she'd never, ever done it. She'd never run outside. So we met at Southport Park Run that Saturday, and I took her on her very, very first park run. And I think that first guiding experience for me and for Kelly blew both our minds. And Kelly told me afterwards that it was an astonishing experience for her. About three times we had to stop and just walk for a bit for her to get her breath back. And afterwards she reflected that that was just because she hadn't moved through the air at that speed ever in her life, really. So the sensations, the noises, the smells that were hitting her were coming really, really quickly. But she said to me afterwards, she was also a bit disappointed because she thought she could probably do it quicker. So she came back next week to parkrun. She was guided by my friend Mike, and she knocked nearly 5 minutes off her parkrun time. And then week after week, Kelly came back for 13 successive weeks to Southport Parkrun, and every single week she ran a quicker time. That's 13 successive personal bests. Now, I've never known any runner, sighted or visually impaired, set 13 successive personal bests. And Kelly and Mike have gone on to astonishing things. Many of your listeners will have seen, they hit the headlines across, I think, every major media outlet in October when they got married. And that was a fantastic day. And Kelly has done nearly 250 park runs. She's done half marathons. She's done London Marathon several times and gone on to champion a number of sports that she's hoping to make more accessible for people with visual impairments. So she's an astonishing woman, and it's just been fantastic to be part of her story.
And if people want to follow in Kelly's footsteps and get involved in doing a local park run, where can they learn more?
So if you just Google where's my nearest park run or park run UK, you'll get a map or this stuff out there that will tell you where your nearest park run is. So that's a good place to start. If you've not done it before, it would be great if you wanted to email the event director, which you can do directly from the website. And just to say, I have a visual impairment, but I'm really keen to come down to Southport Park Run this Saturday. And I think you need to think about whether or not you'd bring your own guide, somebody you know, somebody that's guided you before, or whether you might want to try and find a guide. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. The event director at most park runs may know people within the park run movement who are very happy to guide and who have been trained guides or have expertise. So we sometimes get approaches from visually impaired runners who say, I'd like to come along. Is there anybody who could guide me? And we'll happily do that. England Athletics also keep a register of guide runners, and they've gone through DBS vetting, and they've had a mandatory safeguarding check as well and done the course as I did. So if you just look on England Athletics guide runners, they can link you up with a guide in your area. But most visually impaired runners and walkers that I've spoken to seem to come down with somebody they know or who they want to guide them for that first time. Just give it a try. I've seen over the 7 years I've been involved with parkrun, so many lives turned around and just transformed, and so much happiness brought into people's lives by engaging with parkrun. Just give it a go. Try it once and see. what have you got to lose? The worst that can happen is you've wasted an hour on a Saturday, but I think you won't be disappointed. I think it could change people's lives.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Simon Tobin from Parkrun, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.